Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Today's message is called Identifying Purpose, Power, and Destiny. And this is part one. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Today the Lord has led me to talk about identifying purpose, power, and destiny. I'm going to be talking about operating in the supernatural power with the Holy Spirit to accomplish our divine purpose in life. In 1 Corinthians 2 and 14, it says the things of God are spiritually discerned. And that's why whenever you read the Word of God, whenever you hear the Word of God, it's important for you to ask the Holy Spirit to help you to understand what God is saying, because it requires His divine insight. Today I'm going to be talking about purpose and the Holy Spirit. You see, you were born with divine purpose that requires the Holy Spirit and supernatural power to achieve your destiny. We talk about the word supernatural. It relates to God and His extraordinary power. Because God is the creator of the universe, and He's a God of miracles. In Psalm 77 and 13, it says, "Oh God, your ways are holy. Where is there any other as mighty as you? For you are the God of miracles and of wonders, and you still demonstrate your awesome power." It is impossible to express the grandeur of God. The Bible lets us know that He is omnipresent. In other words, through His Spirit, He is everywhere present at once. Psalm 139, verse 7 through 10 says that. The Bible says that He is omniscient. In other words, God knows the past, the present, and the future. He knows the future outcome of everything. That's in Proverbs 15 and 3. The Bible says He is omnipotent. In other words, God is almighty. Jeremiah 32 and 17. And He is eternal. He is the one who lives in timeless eternity. Isaiah 57 and 15. The Bible says that God is immutable. It means He doesn't change His mind. God is not a man that He should lie, or the son of man that He should change His mind. If He said it, He will do it. The Bible says heaven and earth will pass away, but every word that God has spoken will last. It says, "I do not change," Malachi 3 and 6. And God allows creation to give us an idea of His magnificence. Genesis 1 and 1 says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." In Psalm 19 and 1, it says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the skies proclaim the work of His hands." In Isaiah 40 and 26, it says, "Look up into the heavens. Who created all of the stars? He brings them out like an army, one after another, calling each by its name." Astronomers believe that there are about 100 billion stars in the Milky Way galaxy. That's the galaxy in which the Earth is and our planets. And here God is saying, "I can name them all." God's creative power is beyond expression. Let me give you further information from the stars. of how great God is. The sun is so large that 1.3 million Earths could fit inside of it. But when you think that's something, get ready for this. The biggest star, UY Scuddy, is so large, approximately 729 million of our suns can fit inside of it. How great thou art. How great thou art. How great thou art. That's the God you serve. Can we pause and give the God we serve some praise? The Bible says in Colossians 1 and 16, for in Christ all things were created, things in heaven and in earth, the visible and the invisible. When you have a relationship with God through his son, Jesus Christ, as Savior, it opens the doorway to the supernatural in your life. You see, God can do anything. In fact, most of our prayers are too small. Based on what I just said to you, wouldn't you agree? It's for you to know how great your God is. There's a song that says, how great is our God? Jesus said in Matthew 19 and 26, with God, all things are possible. And then he said in Mark 9 and 23, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. God's supernatural power is given to fulfill divine purpose and destiny. Because of the greatness of our God and his purpose for your life, nothing can stop that purpose from taking place except for you. It's important for you to understand, and that's why you must yield to the Spirit of God. Now, God has given us a path to receive that divine power that fires our potential to fulfill supernatural things, to accomplish things way beyond what we thought we could accomplish, which is his plan. Jesus said in Acts 1 and 8, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses. See, our real purpose in life is to share Jesus and our story of how we found him. Actually, he found us. Amen. And what he means to us and where we're going to spend eternity, challenging people, where will you spend your eternity? This is why we were born, folks. Now, the Greek word for power is dunamis. It means a worker of miracles. When the Holy Spirit comes upon you, then God's supernatural power becomes actually activated through your life. God will empower your ability to represent him through miracles. It'll happen through the power of the Holy Spirit. And let me just say something. You're not serving a has-been God. People say miracles are from the past. It doesn't say that in the Bible. God is still performing miracles. God is still giving us the same message that he gave his disciples when Jesus said in Matthew 10 and 7, preach, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out devils. God didn't change his mind. And there hasn't become a deficit in his power. God, through the Holy Spirit, has given you the same power to continue to do these things as a witness that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He is the only Savior of the world. He is the only way to God. He is the only way to heaven. There is no other way. Each of you here have a divine call on your life. Anyone who is listening under the sound of my voice, you have a divine call on your life. And it is God's purpose for you that he gave you before you were born. Imagine this. God knew you before you were born. And he assigned a purpose to your life. Look at the person next to you and say, you've received a call from God. And it's time to fulfill it. In 2 Timothy chapter 1 and 9, it says, God has saved us and called us with a holy calling. Not according to what we're doing. No, no. According to his own purpose and favor, which he has given to us in Jesus Christ before time began. And guess what? It's not just a generic plan where one size fits all. You were called and you were appointed to be God's representative, sharing the gospel with the gifts that he's given you, with the abilities that he has given you. In Jeremiah chapter 1 and 5, it says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart for my holy purpose. Every one of you have been set aside for God's purpose. Isaiah 49 and 1 goes on to say, the Lord called me before my birth. From within the womb, he called me by my name. Before your parents knew your name, God called you by your name in the womb. And he said to you, you are my servant. I will show my glory through your life. This is before you knew yourself. God had a plan. God was talking to you. You say, what language do embryos understand? God language.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a quick look at the messages coming your way on the radio ministry this week and in this Sunday service.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Thanks for joining us today for this program. According to Bible prophecy, we are living in the season of Christ's return. The book of Revelation provides more prophetic insight than any other book in the Bible. The author of the book of Revelation is Jesus himself. Revelation 22 and 16 says, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to give you this message for the churches. Keep listening as we glean the important messages Jesus has communicated to us in this book. God has an important plan for your life. You were born to fulfill a divine purpose. I want to invite you to attend our Sunday service this week at Spirit Life Church. I know you will be blessed. I want to meet you personally and pray with you. A church that's alive is worth the drive.
We will be airing these informative messages on the book of Revelation over the next few weeks. Be sure and join us daily right here on KDKR. And we encourage you to be with us at the church for our uplifting live service every Sunday morning at 10. The church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. If you would like more information about our ministry, be sure and check out the website at aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
The early church changed their world by the power of the Holy Spirit and the gospel of Jesus Christ. In fact, their witness was so powerful that people shouted, and this is found in Acts 17 and 6, these who have turned the world upside down, they come here too. They were nervous because they saw the power of God in action. God was moving in a supernatural way. In Acts 8 and 5, it says, Philip, who was one of the first deacons, became an evangelist. And he went to the city of Samaria and told the people there about Jesus. He was the Messiah. And the crowds listened intently to Philip because they were eager to hear his message, seeing the miraculous signs he did. Many evil spirits were cast out, and many people who had been paralyzed or lame, they were totally healed. Every one of us I've been given a divine call and a purpose to fulfill. It's a supernatural mission. Therefore, it requires supernatural power. And folks, I have to tell you this. You're responsible for that call. You're responsible for the call to let people know who Jesus Christ really is. He's their Savior. He's their Lord. And whereby they can say yes or no, I accept or I reject him, God wants you to warn them of the consequences of rejecting his son, because there's an eternity. And every one of us will be judged in eternity. But if we accepted Jesus or we rejected him, those who accept him will go to heaven. But those who reject them will go into a lake of fire for over a billion years. You have to warn them. And in fact, God said, if you don't, you're responsible for their death. Ushers lock the doors. Look, folks, I have to be as straight as I can with you, because the Bible says teachers are going to be charged and judged at a whole nother level by what they tell you. If they don't tell you the whole truth and nothing but the truth, they will be judged by God. I have asked the Holy Spirit to help me in every message to tell you the whole truth and nothing but the truth. In Ezekiel chapter 3 and 18, God says he'll hold us responsible if we don't warn those who haven't accepted Jesus Christ as Savior. That they'll die and they'll spend eternity in the lake of fire. Listen to what it says. When I say to the wicked, this is God speaking, you will surely die, you must warn them so they may live. Many of us say, well, I've been witnessing to this person for years and they're just the hard case. They're never going to accept Christ. Or others say, there's no way that person cares about God. But listen to what God says. Warn them, you must warn them so that they may live. See, what you don't understand is God knows the future. God puts us next to people who need him for us to warn them, because guess what? Your warning will bring them to salvation. Amen. That's why he says you must warn them so that they may live. If you don't speak to warn them to stop the evil ways, listen, then they will die in their sin, but I will hold you responsible for their death. Did you know the scripture was in the Bible? We should never say to anyone they're too hard of a case, because if God has put you next to a person, it's for you to warn them, because, wait, what did he say? He said, so that they may live. Well, how's that going to happen? God has already seen your warning is going to bring them to Christ. That should not be your decision. Just by the fact you're next to them, God is saying, warn them so they can come to me. He goes on to say, if you warn the wicked and they don't turn from their wickedness, they will die because of their sin, but then you will have saved your life. Is anybody listening to the scripture this morning? Because God is making it very plain. Now, Jesus said the Holy Spirit will provide supernatural acts to confirm the gospel message when you share it with people. And this is where I think a lot of times we have not followed through by saying, now, Holy Spirit, do something to show these people what I said is true. In Mark 16 and 16, it says, anyone who believes and is baptized will be saved, but anyone who does not believe in Christ will be punished. Verse 20, and the disciples went everywhere and preached, and the Lord worked through them, confirming what they said with miraculous signs. God wants to confirm your witness with a miraculous sign. But you need the Holy Spirit. for it to take place. Every one of us has been sent to warn people about rejecting Jesus Christ. And when you give them the word of God, the Holy Spirit will speak confirmation to them that what you're saying is true. Listen to what the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 2 and 4. He said, "My speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Holy Spirit and his power, that your faith would not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." People need to see God at work. I said, people need to see God at work. Don't just say, "I believe it, so you should believe it." God says, "I want to show them who I am through you. Supernatural power, supernatural deeds." Begin asking people, "What do you need from God? I'm going to pray for you, and it's going to happen." Rebuke the devil off of their life. Pray for healing for their body and tell them, start walking on that leg. Start moving that, swing that arm. Do you feel a pain? No, it's gone. Well, how do you think that happened? I don't know. It's because of what I just told you. Jesus is real. Jesus is the Son of God, and just as real as accepting him will take you to heaven, rejecting him will take you to hell. Oh, I need Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's authority in the name of Jesus. Romans chapter 14 and 11, it says, "As surely as I live, says the Lord, every knee will bow to me and every tongue will confess and give praise to God." Bible says, yes, each of us must give a personal account to God. Every person will. And that's why God wants us to warn them. And folks, time is running out. The message is urgent. The Holy Spirit wants to move through the church. He wants to do it through supernatural power, but many focus on soulish and earthly desires, blocking the way of the Holy Spirit. You know, it's easy because of temptation to lose your way. The Bible calls us sojourners. We're not here to stay. Heaven is our home. This is our temporary home, but heaven really is our home. That's why the Bible says, set your affections on things above, not the things here in the earth, because this world is passing away, and the things of this world are passing away, but the things of God will last for eternity. A lot of people forgetting that. They're trying to have fun right here, fun in the sun. Having a wonderful life, having great things. But heaven is your home. What are you doing? Set your affections on things above, where God is, where Jesus is taking us. Somebody say amen.
Thank you for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you were moved by today's message, you can download a copy for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, and click on Audio Messages. Our new website makes listening and downloading faster and more simple than ever. And if you would like to help keep this radio ministry alive, you can make a gift offering right there online. That's aplacetogrow.org. Today's message is called Identifying Purpose, Power, and Destiny. And this is part one. Now let's pray with Pastor Steve.
Lord, you said, "Ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open." And so, Lord, right now we are asking that you would help us, that you would intervene in what's happening right now. Father, I know there's some listener right now who is in trouble, who is in despair, who is even depressed, and we're praying right now for their total deliverance. We bind and we cast out every spirit of heaviness. You said, put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And Lord, so we praise you now for the answer to their need. Give them faith, give them courage, give them hope. Thank you for your love. And we ask these things in Jesus' name, amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.